And now, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York, at the Redeemery, it's time for Elcott, The Next Step. And here is your host, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And this is Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, The Next Step. And we're particularly gratified to be spending our second consecutive Sunday with you on the Phil Hendry Show website. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and our faith, our spiritual belief system, Elcott, The Next Step, is not from me, but from my great-great-great-grandfather, Hevner Elcott. And the lineage of Elcott, The Next Step, by the liturgy, that is, by mandate from above, is that all overlords and the step higher, the overseer, is a direct spiritual descendant of Hevner Elcott. In point of fact, we believe that the overseers, and there are only four in Elcott, The Next Step, are physically descended from Hevner Elcott. You are required, upon entering Elcott, The Next Step, not to say anything to anyone with regard to queries about the validity of that. You are not to ask questions, you are not to comment, none of it. Otherwise, you run afoul of the demandments. Today we're going to be blessed with a marvelous, marvelous visitor, one of our overseers, Finian Ellis. Finian was the one who brought me into Elcott. He pacified and then fluoridated me, and these are all words in Elcott. They mean one thing to you, they mean something completely different to us here in Elcott, although they're similar. By fluoridating, I mean he purged all sin and ego from me. As you know, one of the demandments is to flush ego. Flush ego as if it is waste material that has been expelled from your body. Flush ego as if you've turned around and, as we like to say in a humorous way, you turned around and looked in the bowl before you pulled the chain. A little crude, perhaps, but nonetheless relevant. Today we are blessed not only to have Finian Ellis with us, but Finian will be taking me through my final demandments, the final purging, before I am allowed the next step, which is potential overlord, underling to Beans Halberstam. This means that my next prospect period will be 6 months, as I'm at the beck and call of Beans Halberstam, an overlord who is 4 years old. I'll have to do everything she tells me to do. I want to emphasize that. It doesn't bother me at all, because, as you know, and as I've stated, purging ego is, to quote Hevner Elcott, where it's at.
Elcott, The Next Step will be back in just a moment.
Friends, one of the wonderful blessings we have here at Elcott, The Next Step, is to be able to visit with you. All kinds of franchises, franchisees, and we, the franchisors, are springing up everywhere across America, North America, and Canada, as well as now in Mexico. And we hope that you will start a franchise of Elcott, The Next Step, in your neighborhood. All you need do is write to us and request a visit from either an overlord, overseer, or priesterly, and I'd be very happy as a priesterly to come to your neighborhood and sanctify and rectify your new franchise. We'll be out there speaking in Salt Lake City next week, and there's a new franchise going up in Provo, Utah as well. Part and parcel of the fact that the film Carnival of Souls was filmed there, and people have quote-unquote freaked out ever since Phil Hendry featured that as his Saturday cinema, and that is, of course, today. So he hasn't actually shown it yet, and that's how powerful it is. People have imagined themselves already seeing it. It's pretty confusing, but as long as we have this moment together, let me just tell you that you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope. We always say self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll take that and we'll throw it in the garbage, because we want to know if you'll do that. If you do that, then send us another self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you directions on where to go to pick me up from the airport, because even though I'm flying into your town, I may not be landing at the airport you think is best. We only land at airports that we agree with. This week, going to Salt Lake City, I'll be landing at airport. And we did edit that out because we don't want people coming around, and in the words again of Heavener Elcott, a lot of creeps bothering us.
Elcott, the next step. A presentation of the University of Wampaw Agriculture Department. We'll continue now with Dr. Ed Elcott.
Well, as I have said, we have a marvelous visitor, Finian Ellis, an overseer, one of only four in existence in Elcott. And Finian, I can't thank you enough to, first of all, for joining us, and second of all, for being generous enough to share the final purging with all of our listeners.
Good morning. I'm very happy to do it.
Finian, what would be lesson one as we speak to our listeners and to me here this morning?
Well, lesson one, as you say, Dr. Elcott is purging, and that is pretty much the totality of what I'm going to do today. And this is something that we're happy to do for Dr. Elcott. He served as well as a priesterly, and it's only right that he now begin his rite of elevation to the level of underseer, and eventually to overlord, and then to, if he's fortunate, and maintains his liturgical ties, then he moves on to overseer.
And, of course, part of that will be me underseeing to Beans Halberstam.
Beans is a very special overlord. Beans is the daughter of Jackie and Frank of Halberstam, who are overlords together as man and wife. Very rare, but we're happy to have them with us.
Well, shall we begin?
I'd like to, and I want people to know that the number one thing we do from the standpoint of making a priesterly such as Dr. Elcott elevate is to begin the purging of ego. And I can't think of a better place to begin with than looking at the video cast of this morning's program here on a Sunday. And it's a beautiful Sunday, and I'm looking at you sitting there wearing a bathrobe, and there aren't too many things in this world more disgusting, Dr. Elcott, than you in a bathrobe, showing complete disregard for me. And you look like, and did you just get your hair cut?
Yes, I did. I got my hair cut yesterday.
Well, you look like a skinned ape, okay? And
uh-huh.
But in a bathrobe with your skinned ape look, you look like hell. I mean, you really do.
Now, this is part of the purging that we were telling you about. And one of the things that you,
Yeah! Oh, you can't say anything. Don't explain it, you dumb fuck. What are you doing?
Die!
Don't explain it. If you are telling people what this is, what the process is, you're interrupting it.
I certainly understand, and forgive me.
Well, it's not about me forgiving you. It's the overlords. Are they there?
Overlords, am I forgiven?
Ooh, woo!
All right, I heard the exit. Okay, that was the exit. The overlords, by the way, on Saturdays and Sundays spend a good deal of their time going over the sports pages and seeing who they like in any given contest. And today, or rather yesterday, is today, and today is tomorrow. And each day is in and of itself a new day. And so they spent a lot of time yesterday and today picking the Kentucky Derby.
Now, picking the Kentucky Derby is a sensible thing to do before the race, but why would they pick it after the race?
Because in the time-space continuum where the overlords exist, there is no tomorrow, and quite literally, they have no future. The overlords are beings that exist only in the sense that we need them to exist, and then they evaporate into a thin mist which eventually is siphoned from the universe. So today, they're exchanging glances. They're looking at each other's racing forms. They've probably got, I know that, did Jebcott bring in that case of Miller High Life?
Yes, he did. We have a case of Miller High Life, and the with the words, by the way, of the great Jeffcott Williams, get some Miller High Life in this funky joint.
That's exactly right. I didn't think you'd remember that, but that is a great, great thing to remember. I think it's something we can all rely on and hopefully grow from. So let's see what we want to do now. Ed, I'm looking at you on the video cast.
You, by the way, you just called me Ed.
Well, you fucked up again, didn't you? Just. Don't correct me. Don't correct me.
That's right. A slip of the mind.
A slip? That's more than a slip of the mind. Your mind didn't just slip. It slithered right out of your skull and onto the floor. So, be forewarned.
We're speaking here with Finian Ellis, and Finian is an overlord, an overseer here in Elcott, The Next Step, and we'll be right back.
Elcott, The Next Step, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. Have you seen the new volume, Ed Elcott's Ways? This is a volume of sayings and prayers, and I've removed the doctor from my title to make it more familial and familiar to you. You can send away for this beautifully bound copy of Ed Elcott's Ways by sending us a check or money order for $51.33. Check or money order only. If you send that kind of cash through the mail, well, you can well imagine, 33 cents? Anyway, $51.33, that covers the binding of the book, because we print a new one for everyone that orders one. Do you understand that we've only printed up enough to cover our orders? So that's how unique and marvelous Ed Elcott's Ways is. In fact, I have Beans Halberstam, and also there's a kindergarten class down the road that draw in crayon the illustrations for this marvelous, marvelous book. Ed Elcott's Ways. Send away now $51.33, cash, check, or money order to Ed Elcott's Ways, Wampaw, New York. We were kidding about the cash part. Of course we want cash. Any kind of denomination, any kind of money. In fact, even if you don't have the $51.33, and let's say you've only got $27, send that. Ed Elcott's Ways. Sayings, jokes, funny lines for parties and for speaking engagements. Ed Elcott's Ways. Box 1, Wampaw, New York. I hope you'll order it. It sure is a lot of fun.
And now back to Elcott, The Next Step, with Dr. Ed Elcott and overseer Finian Ellis.
Well, this is a great day as I begin my step toward overlord status, and this is the purging of ego, and with us is Finian Ellis. Finian, you mentioned that you saw me in a bathrobe, and you wanted to follow up on that?
Well, I guess my question is, did you do that on purpose? Because when I was assaulted with that, I turned the video cast on this morning, and there you were in a bathrobe with your head shaved. You looked like an ape. You looked like an ape in a smoking jacket or so, but wasn't even that good. And my wife was here, and she said, what did he do? Raid the Samsonite luggage of an ape in the wild, you know? And I said, I don't think so, but it looks to me like you rifled through the closet of an orangutan. Was that the purpose?
No, the purpose was to simply wear a bathrobe because I wanted to be comfortable on a Sunday morning and allow our listeners and prospective Elcott devotees to relax as well.
All right, well, ordinarily that would be a good thing, but with you, Ed, it can scare someone into cardiac arrest. That's how ugly and how funky you look. And one more thing. When I look at you, I can only well imagine the stink coming off of you, especially your breath. What is your breath like this hour of the day?
Well, I can't imagine. It's very good.
You got that right. Because I can tell you, I had been at Elcott, the Redeemery there, 1 year. And when I say 1 year, I only visit every so often by the year, because It was that one year I got a good whiff of your coffee breath.
You need to take some time?
How dare you say, do you need to take some time? You know that I'm an overseer, and nothing bothers me, not even lung cancer, you fucking...
Wow!
Yeah, how does that feel?
Well, I learned... You're right. Lung cancer doesn't bother you.
Yeah, that's right. So don't ask me if I'm okay after I, you know, have a cough or something like that.
For those of you just joining us, you're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and with me is one of our overseers. We only have four in all of the earth, in all of creation, four overseers, direct physical descendants of Hevner Elcott. And this is a purging that's going on right now. My ego is being blasted to pieces.
Right. Now, Ed, I understand that you have had sex on the dirt floor of a tool shed with Gloria Grosvenor. Or Gloria Grosvenor, I should say, and she is an overlord. And so you passed a very big test there. Having sex with Gloria Grosvenor is test one. Having sex with Gloria Grosvenor on dirt is test two. Having it with Gloria Grosvenor on dirt in a tool shed is test number four. And then the final test is sitting there for all the world while I excoriate and insult just how weird and messed up you look and your whole act.
Exactly. And once I pass that test?
Once you pass this test here today, then you move into what we call our final round, our bonus round. And that is, I know it sounds like a game show.
Yes, a lot of people have commented on that.
Well, I'm not interested in what other people see. You just messed up again.
Oh, shoot, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm not interested in what other people think. I'm only interested in what Fidian Ellis thinks and Hevner Elcott and the other overs. I don't even care what overlords think. I'm an overseer. You understand what that is, right? I'm asking you, yeah?
Yeah. Yes, I most certainly do.
Right. And you know that there's only four of us, right?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
All right, so don't ever question me again, even if it's for fun, even if it's for laughs, even if it's something that you just... You understand what I say?
Yes, I do. I understand exactly.
All right. Now, you're in a bathrobe, you look like a skinned monkey, and you look as if you smell like something not of this world. Am I right or am I wrong? Well, I'm right, because as you know, we have not so much telepathic minds, and we don't have X-ray vision, but we have what is called X-ray smelling. And
That is true, and I suppose people should understand what that means. It means that you can smell...
We can smell things that are blocks off, even in another state. And at this present time, you're in upstate New York, and I am in the Overseer's Cube, which we will not describe, nor can it be spoken of. There are no words to describe the Overseer's Cube. But even here, I can smell you through... I can smell you through lead-lined walls, man, and it ain't too good.
Elcott, The Next Step will continue right after this.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and I just wanted to take this break to tell you that if you're watching us on the videocast and you see me slowly lowering, that's because the chair that I'm in is so cheaply made that it is actually, it's not supporting my weight. And I know that our overseer, Fidian Ellis, will have much to say about that when we return. And we're back now with Fidian Ellis.
Yeah, I heard what you said about the chair. Has it ever occurred to you that you're such a fat fuck?
Yeah, I knew you'd go there.
You did, huh? What did I tell you about knowing what I'm going to do? Right. So, there's another fuck up.
Well, lesson learned, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome, but... Yeah, boy, you're messing up bad, man. You really are. You're jacking this thing six ways to sunset, I can tell you that.
We're with Fidian Ellis as he purges my ego here today on Elcott, The Next Step. And in purging ego, we want all of you to know that it is a part and parcel of the elevation into a newer and freer state of being for me, and that is called underseer and overlord probationary status.
That is correct. And what happens then is you are an underseer for Beans Halberstam, who is a four-year-old girl. And we pick Beans out for you because we know that she drives you nuts. And the fact that you'll be leveled by a four-year-old is almost too good to pass up. So that's why we do what we do, when we do it, and how we do it. And that's just where that's at. Yeah, I'm sure you understand.
I certainly do.
What are you doing? I'm looking at you on the screen, and you're really bugging me.
Well, the chair keeps collapsing here.
I told you, you're a fat fuck. Lose some weight, and the chair will not, you know... What a fat ass! So we had to...
I got leveled there. I am assuming I got leveled there because I had not heard... or forgot what you'd said to me.
Yeah, I told you, the chair will stay put when you lose some weight. Lose some weight.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, so let's see what else we have to do. So you've been leveled, and you've been leveled multiple times, and I told you, you look like a shaved ape in that bathrobe. You stink to high heaven. Your breath... Yeah, your breath could kill, and I mean kill, every form of life on Earth. You're so ugly that words can't describe it, and you actually had sex with Gloria Grover, who's 30 years older than you, on a dirt floor in a tool shed. So you are getting very, very close to having the full purging, Dr. Elcott, and underseer status.
Well, I'm happy, and I'm pleased.
You're not supposed to express any feelings about this. No one gives a shit, man.
Yeah!
All right, you get the point?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes, I do.
Yet now, you would be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, how many times we have to level this schmuck. I'm going to do it again just because I like it so much. La-la, what the...
Elcott, the next step, with Dr. Ed Elcott on this Sunday morning. The Purging. Elcott, the next step, has been brought to you by Berfner Flakes. A great breakfast for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you that wants to live yet another day. Berfner Flakes. And by...
The wonderful people at Hank's Chevron down the street from the Wapaw University is where all the overseers and all the overlords get their gasoline and have their tires rotated. That's Hank's Chevron down the street from Wapaw University.
Elcott, the next step, is a presentation of Wapaw University, Wapaw, New York, solely responsible for its content.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Join us again next week as I go through another level of purging on my way to underseer and probationary overlord status. Goodbye, everyone.
And goodbye from all the overseers. I'm Fitty Dallas. Brother Wapaw. You clear? Yeah, we're clear. That bullshit. Wapaw? Yeah, it's Fitty and Ellis. Let me talk to Ed, will you? Yes, Ed Elcott. Ed, Fitty and Ellis, you did great. Can I get a tape of that? You want a tape of the program? No, I want a tape of you taking a shower. Yes, a tape of the program.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to get a tape. I want to play it for the other guys. So this is our league bowling day, you know.
Oh, the overseers,
this is our league bowling day. We're going to take on some of the underlords and,
All right, I'll get that out to you today.
Yeah, because we're going to be bowling this afternoon. If you get it over to me, I appreciate it.
You got it, Fitty. And anything else?
No, that's it. Good job. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Yeah, hang that up, will you, Fitty?
This?
Yeah, that. It's a phone. Hang it up.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Did you hang it up? Well, what do you want? Which one do you want?
The phone! Hang the phone up, man! Not my coat!
You said hang it up.
Yeah, I want my coat hung up. Hang the phone up! Is the phone hung up?
You said that you wanted me to hang up.
I'm not asking you to mentally be hung up. I don't want my jacket hung up. I want the fucking phone. Hang the fucking phone up.
Dick.
Is it hung up?
As far as I can understand it.
As far as you... No, it isn't, because it...
It still says on.
Cancel the landline, will you? And pull it out of the fucking wall if you don't know how to hang a phone up.
Right here?
Yeah, right there. Just pull it out...